Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Okay, ladies, it's time to fess up. Were you at Wegmans yesterday at 2:14 p.m.? Were you? I need facts.
Well,
and
go
I
back
got
and
them.
See.
Roll the tape.
That's right.
It's your Be Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. This story blew up nationally and maybe even internationally about Wegmans and their camera systems. And there was a sign that popped up at a Wegmans in New York City, which apparently only showed up because New York City forces you to acknowledge these things if you're using them. But biometric devices.
Yeah.
So it basically says that when you walk in, here are the biometric identifiers, including facial recognition, eye scans, and voice prints to identify individuals and enhance safety. So Wegmans responded yesterday and said that the information is for keeping our stores secure and safe.
Mm-hmm. It's for the stores that they say, quote, are elevated risks.
Right.
And now people have this big problem, like the man is watching them.
Yes.
And they're being biometrically, you know, followed and sold to, and there's all this stuff going on behind the scenes, and it's, you know, then what Rachel Barnhart brought it to light and said,
she
well,
wrote
we don't
a tersely
have,
worded email.
Yes. A strongly worded letter about how we don't have those laws here in Monroe County where it has to be, you know,
acknowledged with a sign at the door.
So we don't even know what's happening. We have no idea how much this is kind of a common thing for security reasons.
It's very common.
It is.
Walk into Walmart. I don't know if they still have it, but it used to be when you walked into Walmart, there was a giant TV hanging over the front door, and you'd walk in and a little green box would kind of pop up around your face.
Yeah.
Hey, bro, they were scanning you. They now have a version of you digitally where they can track you through the store. They can track you what you buy.
Okay, but eye scans, voice print.
I don't know where the eye scans came from. Where are they getting that from?
From
when you're self-checkout, are they like following to see where your eyes are?
Yeah.
This is what it said. Wegmans addressed this, and it says, Wegmans said the technology is only one investigative tool and that decisions are never made using just facial recognition alone. They also said the system scans faces and compares them to images of people that who have previously been flagged for misconduct.
I don't have any problem with that.
They do not collect eye scans. They do not collect voice prints. They do not share data with third parties. They only keep the images as long as, quote, necessary for security.
I can tell you from watching, obsessively watching cop videos on YouTube, Target specifically and Walmart, their camera systems are spot on. Like they can zoom in and read stuff over your shoulder. That's how good they are. Like CSI, you know how that works? Like, zoom in on that.
Yeah, is that enough for facial rec?
That's reality. And like, they'll finally catch somebody in the act. And usually they can't do anything about it. But if the police show up in time, they can. And there are times where they'll be like, yeah, we have like 8 different cases on this one individual. They hit this store on this date, this store on this date. And they have files that are all ready. And so when they finally arrest these people, they just hand it all over to the cops. And part of it is they want to make sure it's a felony. Because if you're only stealing little stuff, it's harder to prosecute you. If they catch you stealing thousands of dollars over weeks, then they have a bigger case. Easier.
So what is the end game here? Are they wanting just, hey, we just want to know when data is being collected?
I think they want you to have the option to know when you walk in that you're being watched.
I don't want to shop at this store because I choose not to partake in this biometric data. So is that what our end game is? Is that what they're wanting?
That's what it sounds like. By the way, there's another fun toy that some retailers are using. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes right here on The Bee. Do you care that they're watching you? It's the Bee Morning Coffee Club, 92.5 WBEE. For me personally, the story about Wegmans and the sign that they put up in New York City in their store that says, we're taking your eyeballs and we're recording your voice and we're doing this and that. Wegmans responded with, look, it's a security thing. That's all it is.
Y'all are being recorded more than you think.
So that led me down this rabbit hole on flock cameras. Flock, like a flock of birds. These things are everywhere, especially in retail. I'll give you an easy one to spot. Lowe's. When you're driving into Lowe's, look in the parking lot as you're driving in. There's a post that's probably 15 feet off the ground with a box about the size of your mailbox and what looks like a solar panel on top of it. They're recording every car that comes and goes. License plates.
Yeah.
These things can detect stickers, dents. And I'm sure for them, it's probably a safety and security thing as well. Somebody rips them off. You watch them walk out to the car, get in the car. You got their driver's license or their license plate. And every time they pull in and out of your parking lot.
Yeah. I know that Hope is really crazy about this kind of stuff. Like, she doesn't want a smart speaker. She doesn't want, like, I don't know why. I don't know if she's wanted by the law or what, but.
Yeah, what's
for
up,
me,
Hope?
I don't know. I get it. I get that there are people who are like, I just don't want them to have this information about me.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, you also want a secure society, right?
Yeah.
So you can't have one without the other. It's just, it can't be done. So, I mean, if you want to be able to feel safe going into a store, which the store owners want you to do, you're going to have to deal with the facial wreck. They don't care. If you're not the one they want, you're not.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's RADIO15 for 15% off today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What do you think's happening to this?
What do I think's happening to my facial recognition?
Yes.
I think they're selling it and they're going to use my picture on like OpenAI and Sora. And they're going to like sell my picture to AI. That's what I think.
For what?
I don't know.
What do you mean you don't know?
This is the ultimate conversation right here. For what?
For what?
I just don't want them to have it. It's my face.
Oh my gosh.
Here's the thing is the cameras are never there when I need them. When my windshield got smashed this summer.
Right.
No cameras down here. Not a single one. Not at the parking garage. Not at work. Not at the building across the street. They were like, oh yeah, it's just out of range on all of them. Convenient.
Oh my gosh. So you're just upset because the cameras are in the places that aren't convenient for you.
Nothing happened to me in those places.
You want us to petition to put one up here? We can maybe have them put one up here in the corner so they can watch all our cars for us.
Is that what it's going to do? It's going to watch our cars? It's going to alert us?
Yes, it's going to scan your face, and then it's going to post it all over online and have your head on like a bare body.
Can I just let me know when the parking guy's out there?
Yeah.
Then I'd be okay with
okay.
it.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, our coworker Jake was living his best life for his Christmas gift. He got a hotel stay away from his kids and wife so he could play video games. He also went over to a steakhouse nearby to get dinner and bourbon. Is this an acceptable gift? 585-252-WBEE, 585-252-9233.
Yeah, for him, it's probably awesome. A lot of times, especially, you know, you said wife and kids. There's a lot of guys, and I know my kid's going to game forever, you know, like there's gamers who just love to game. These games are more.
His entire life. He's going to be in an old folks home.
Yeah. And he's still going to want to game. So like, I get that. And a lot of times I think it's, you know, to play a game, I don't know why you got to play so long, but a lot of these games, you got to game for like hours. Like 2-3 hours at a time to get anywhere. Yes.
The storyline.
Yeah.
It's like watching a movie almost.
Right. Yeah. So that at home, you're going to, I mean, if my husband was sitting 3-4 hours a day gaming, I would probably have an issue with it too. So he's probably had to put down the remotes a little bit, engage with the family more.
Read a book with the kids.
That's right. Read them. Yeah. Got to go to the sports stuff. Got to go to the, you know. So now he just gets to go to a hotel and do nothing but hours and hours of gaming. That to him is probably an awesome escape. It's not like he's going, you know.
I think this boils down to you getting, as a parent, a break from reality. And I know when you get married and you have kids, you sign up for that.
Right.
But does it have to be 7 days a week, 24/7, all the time?
Yeah, it's hard on the human, like, psyche. I don't think historically we didn't used to. We used to have, you know, families, and you could leave the child with grandma or great-grandma or an aunt and get away for a little bit.
Multi-generational houses, yes.
And nannies and other things like that. So, yeah, I don't know why, but modern day it makes us feel like, you know, we're selfish people if we want to leave.
Oh boy, the texts
for
are
a little bit
rolling in as we're speaking. All right, what do you think? Is that an acceptable gift? A day away from the family. 252-9233. The text line is open. The phone line is open too.
The Court of Public Opinion is now in session. The Honorable B Morning Coffee Club presiding.
For today's Court of Public Opinion, also known as COPO, our coworker Jake was living his best life for his Christmas gift. He got a hotel stay away from his kids and wife so that he could play video games. There's a steakhouse nearby, so he stopped for dinner and some bourbon. Is this an acceptable gift? 585-252-WBEE, 585-252-9233.
I really thought Jake was going to have a lot of people on him. For like, yeah, it's your family. Why do you want to be away from your family? Why wouldn't you want to spend every second with your children? It has literally been one-sided. Every text message we've gotten. What are you, questioning someone's version of a spa day?
Okay, right. A spa day, a couple hours is a lot different than an overnight.
Well, for the record, Jake's wife was offered the same thing on a different day. So she, you know, Jake could go one day and the wife could go next week or whatever.
Yeah.
And she chose a spa day over time alone at a hotel doing whatever she wanted.
Mm-hmm.
So they're both happy.
Yeah.
If they're both cool with it, then knock yourself out. Text messages, absolutely. But the wife needs a night also. Gaming aside, having a night away to sleep in a bed by myself all night uninterrupted sounds like the best gift ever. Signed, a sleep-deprived mom.
I don't think it's any different than somebody going to hunting camp or somebody, you know, guys who like to go fishing or golfing for the whole day, or you who like to just, I don't know what you do down there, but like go down to the Southern Tier.
Yeah.
For
hike, hang out by a campfire, have a cocktail. It's
yeah. I mean, just because it's gaming doesn't mean.
How old were your kids are grown now or like older for you to be doing it versus like how old are Jake's kids?
They're young. They're babies. Like well, under 5.
So your visits to camp would be less.
My camp couldn't have happened 10 years ago.
Right.
Work responsibilities were different. Family responsibilities were different.
Okay, but if at the holidays, Val was like, you get one night to go and do your camp and stuff, that would be a great gift for you.
See ya.
And that's it. So I say, I agree with everyone on the jury. The court of public opinion absolutely says it's totally fine for this trip. It is an acceptable gift.
Well, there's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.